geçiyor. Mobile. Mr. Rusty, is that Gerald T.R. or Mobile?
You and Bernice are off to the races today?
Let me turn my radio down here. It is 11:47 or so. So you're right, it is a good morning. We're going down to get our pneumococcal pneumonia shot.
My doctor here in another week, so I think they'll do mine when I go in for that. And I'll go in for the blood work up first, and they'll probably do the shot that same day, and then I'll see the doctor a week later.
Seems ironic to me is our family doctor said they don't do vaccines there at the Mountain View Family Clinic anymore, so we're just going to Publix. We get them there, CVS or whatever, when we need one.
Find out whether I need the next vaccination in the COVID line of things. So, man, I haven't talked to my doctor about it, but I'll do that next time I go in. So now I'm on my way to get a haircut, and then a bite of lunch, and then grocery shopping.
Aldi's yesterday in Walmart and got most of what we needed. And on the shots, well, if I go to the VA, they still bill Medicare and my gap insurance, and so it's really no difference. So it doesn't cost anything either way. Well, it does, because you're paying for the Medicare stuff and in the other gap insurance, but I think Medicare pays for that. I had one many, many years ago, but they said if you haven't had one since you're 65, you're supposed to get another one, and that COVID definitely goes for the lungs. By the way, both our children up in Michigan had it, and their daughter had it before that, that's going to the University of Ohio. But she didn't give it to them. They don't know where they got it. But at any rate, Shelly's a school teacher, and Hal's an engineer and travels, so you just never know.
Teacher, she could have picked it up from school, because there's no telling. You know, kids can be carriers without actually having had it. So that's, you know, I've got several people that have told me that. There's several folks at school where they teach have come down with it, and the only way they could have gotten it was from one of the kids that might have been a carrier, but they don't know. So anyway, but that's, you know, another story. And of course, anybody that travels a lot, you know, you're going to be exposed about anywhere you go. Particularly if you fly a lot, because in and out of airports, in and out of taxi cabs, or rental car places, or what all that stuff, all of that will work on you, and you'll have a chance to get it. But it is what it is, and I guess we'll all get it. And like I said, I'll check with my doctor next week when I go in for my blood work to see if I need to go ahead and get another. I think I've had the pneumococcal pneumonia shot again since I turned 65, so I think they gave it to me 2 years ago. So I think I'm good on that. But the other, I'll find out whether I need to go get the latest version of the COVID antivirus shot.
We are approaching Wade Hampton up here on Old Rutherford Road, I guess it is. Oh, Rusty, we got ours the other day, and we got our flu shot, and it's for the Omicron 4 and 5 variant, so we're all up to date on that. And I've had so much lung troubles in the past, I just want to make sure that we had those, because a lot of things, when you get our age, turns into pneumonia, and that sucks. And that gets a lot of people. Of course, there's other variants of pneumonia you can still get. But at any rate, it's a pretty day. I got 54 degrees. Only supposed to get up to 60, but the outlook's for warmer days. We had 31 degrees at the house this morning.
8 degrees at my house this morning when I got up at 7:30. And according to the weather last I saw, it's at 56 for a high today, but I guess that's, you know, it depends upon where you are as to what the high is going to be.
I'm showing 4 to 6 mile an hour on my weather station when I left out of the south, so that's positive. Yeah, yesterday, even way late last night, the wind was blowing 16 miles an hour out of the north, and got rid of a lot of leaves, thankfully, but it was really cold out there in that wind.
I went out and walked the dog, so, and everything. I took pretty much yesterday off. I didn't do a whole lot of anything. I'm trying to recover from the weekend I had, and having to do several things on Monday didn't give me the time to recover. I'm in a little better shape this morning. Still a little sore than I thought I'd be, but oh well. I guess it'll work out here, you know, and the soreness will go away. I took something for it this morning.
Roger, this is N0TR Mobile. Yeah, I took 2 ibuprofens a while ago, and still hurt some, but that's just standard operating procedure. I think all I got to do when I get home is water the chickens and maybe put some more feed in their feeders. And they're laying good right now. Well, one side is. The other side is getting about 4 out of 8. And so that's good. We need to take some down to the daughter. But I hate to drive 28 miles just to take eggs down there. It's 14 down and 14 back. Shoot. The other daughter that was up at the horse farm up there, she's gotten back up into university and doing fine. And death at the specialty plant today, I went out and checked the antennas, and they all seem to be doing okay. I'm glad to see that. I didn't know there for a while. Man, it was really going.
It's been that hard at my place. It's been breezy, that's for sure. And everything, so that's all that. And I may be making a trip down to the big town of Belton on Friday. I got another one of those property inspection things I put in for, and I'll see whether they approve it or not. Because I asked for $40 for travel back and down, because it's an hour and 20 minutes each way, a little over 100 miles travel, and down there. They come up and they said their little thing said it was 31 miles down there. Ain't no way. I took a look and tried it 3 different ways in 2 different map programs, and they all still come up to about 51 miles any way I went, you know?
Better nowadays. Transportation, that's for sure. Well, they're going to steal some more oil out of the oil reserves, and man, I can't imagine how low that's getting now. How stupid is that? Just so they can keep the prices down before the election. Everything's oriented towards that, you know. Give away money and get votes. That's how you buy them nowadays. But the Saudis weren't fooled by it, and they decided to shut us down about 2 million barrels a day. I'd love for them to start drilling again and get us up to energy independent, but doesn't look like they're going to do that in the near future.
They're dragging their feet, and it's, you know, it's funny. The service station where I went to go was the Circle K, and for a long while, for a number of years, they carried Exxon, you know, Exxon gas and Exxon Mobil. And here about 2 weeks ago, they switched over, so they're now Circle K gas. And see, the thing about it is, they go out to the same place out at the tank farm where the fuel all comes into anyway. And now they're putting it in, and they went from $3.29 a gallon up to $3.49 a gallon the same day, the day after they changed over to Circle K. And then when I stopped to get gas this morning, they were back down to $3.26. So, you know, somebody's making some extra money in there somewhere.
the golden rule. Those with the gold make the rules, Rusty. I better let you go. We're down in front of Wally World in Taylor's and getting ready to pull into Publix up here, and that's a dangerous intersection because there's a Chick-fil-A there. Have a good day, Rusty, and take care. W2TN0TR clear.
All right, we'll catch up to you later. I'm headed to Publix after I get me a bite of lunch here in a little bit. Talk to you later. W2T clear.